This was announced. Our first song in just a moment will be number 616. And was also announced, this is our monthly singing service. So in this hour, we will spend the majority of the time in song. As we study the Old and the New Testaments, we find instruction for God's people to share God's word with others. Men throughout time have had similar struggles that you and I have living our lives, but we're still faced with this challenge. God's word remains the same, and He wants us to teach His word, and that command to us remains the same. So in our song service this hour, we'll be singing songs that focus on our love for fellow man, and therefore our willingness, our duty, to share that word with fellow man. And of course, as in all of our singing, let's consider the words that we say, and the words that we, the things that we consider, and the fact that we are going to be making proclamations before our God. Let's be always, as we always sing, let's consider the words that we are saying, that we are singing. One more note before we begin. You may wish, that though the songs will be on the overhead, you may wish to use a book today. I made quite a challenge to the one who was putting this together in that in some of my, for timeliness sake today, I have changed sometimes in the order perhaps a little bit in some of the songs between verses and choruses. It was a challenge to them, and I'm sure they've done fine, but you may wish to use a book as well. Number 616, Into Our Hands.
Swiftly we're turning, life's daily pages. Swiftly the hours are changing to years. How are we using God's golden moments? Shall we reap glory? Shall we reap tears? Millions are groping without the gospel. Swiftly they'll reach eternity's night. Shall we sit idly as they rush onward? Please let us hold up Christ the true light. Souls that are precious, souls that are dying, while we rejoice our
sins are forgiven.
Did He not also die for these lost ones? Then let us point the way unto Him. Into our hands the gospel is given. Into our hands is given the light. Haste, let us carry God's precious message, guiding the erring back to the right.
Number 516. Number 516. I love to tell the story. When was the last time that you spoke of Jesus outside of these walls? Are you willing to? Are you afraid to? Is your mind on the things of the world, or is your mind set on being a servant and worker for the Master? Number 516. I love to tell the story.
No soul. I love to tell the story. of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme and glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell time I tell it, more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from Jesus and His love.
Sing number 504. I want to be a worker.
No soul. I want to be a worker for the Lord. I want to love and trust His holy word. I want to sing and pray and be busy every day in the kingdom of the Lord. I want to be a worker every day. I want to lead the erring in the way that leads to heaven above, where all is peace and love in the kingdom of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the vineyard of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day in the vineyard of the
The next song will be number 366, Rescue the Perishing. Why are we to share the gospel? Very simply put, because there is a law that has been given to all mankind, and there is a judgment that is coming for all mankind. 2 Peter 3:9 reads, "The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. That gospel calls us to, informs us how to, informs us that we must repent, we must change, and we must live our lives according to the law God has given. Judgment is coming for all. So will you try to come to the rescue of some of those perishing? Number 366.
No soul, rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, duty demands it, strength for thy labor the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently wend them, tell the poor wanderer a Savior has died. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save.
The next song will be 387. Number 387, Far and Near. In Luke chapter 10, verse 2, we find, and he, being Jesus, was saying to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. My time and your time on this earth are very limited. They're quickly passing. Are you spending your days, your time, really only focused on what you want or what I want? Or are you and I trying to be a worker for God in the days and the time that He has given us? Far and near. We'll sing verses 1 and 2.
Far and near the fields are teeming with the waves of ripened grain. Far and near their gold is gleaming o'er the sunny and plain. Lord of harvest, send forth reapers, hear us, Lord, to thee we cry. Send them now the sheaves together ere the harvest time pass by. Send them forth with morn's first beaming. Send them in the noontide's glare. When the sun's last rays are gleaming, bid them gather everywhere. Lord of harvest, send forth reapers, hear us, Lord, to thee we cry. Send them now the sheaves together ere the harvest time pass by.
We read in Isaiah chapter 6, beginning verse 8. Isaiah says, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And then I said, here am I. Send me. And he said, go and tell this people. Keep on listening, but do not perceive. Keep on looking, but do not understand. Render the hearts of this people insensitive, their ears dull, their eyes dim. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and return and be healed. Sing number 404. And we will sing verses 2 and 3.
No soul, go seek the lost and erring ones who never knew our Lord. Go lead them from the ways of sin, and thou shalt have reward. Go out into the hedges where the careless drift upon the tide. Arise, arise, let no one be denied. Arise, arise, the Master calls for thee. Arise, arise, a faithful reaper be. Arise, the field is wide, and days are going by. Awake, awake, and answer, here am I. The message bear to distant lands beyond the rolling sea. Go tell them of a Savior's love, the Lamb of Calvary. Arise, the Master calls for thee, salvation full and free proclaim. Arise, arise, exalt the Savior's name. Arise, arise, the Master calls for thee. Arise, arise, a faithful reaper be. Arise, the field is wide, and days are going by. Awake, awake, and answer, here am I.
In Luke chapter 12, verses 8 and 9, Jesus said, and I say to you, everyone who confesses me before men, the Son of Man will confess him also before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. So I ask, do the people around you know that you're a Christian? By what you do, by what you say, and by what you talk to them about. Let's sing number 351. Will you not tell it today?
No. If the name of the Savior is precious to you, if his care has been constant and tender and true, if the light of his presence has brightened your way, oh, will you not tell of your gladness today? Oh, will you not tell it today? Will you not tell it today? If the light of his presence has brightened your way, oh, will you not tell it today? If the souls all around you are living in sin, if the Master has told you to bid them come in, if the sweet invitation they never have heard, oh, will you not tell them the cheer-bringing word? His presence has brightened your way. Oh, will you not tell it today?
In John chapter 15, Jesus told those following him, "My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples." So let me ask, as we sing this song, do you like the idea of following Jesus and serving him? Or are we actually doing it? Number 520, seeking the lost.
No soul seeking the lost, yes, kindly entreating wanderers on the mountain astray. Come unto me, his message repeating, words of the Master speaking today. Going afar upon the mountain, streaming the wanderer back again into the fold of my Redeemer, Jesus the Lamb for sinners slain. Seeking the lost and pointing to Jesus, souls that are weak and hearts that are sore, leading them forth in ways of salvation, pointing the path life evermore, going afar upon the mountain, reading the wall.
In Romans chapter 10, we find these words. For the scripture says, "Whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on him. For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved." Verse 14. "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? How will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things." The gospel is the good news. It is the good things. So the question we have to ask ourselves, will we teach when we have the chance? Let's sing number 476. Lead me to some soul today.
No, lead me to some soul today. Oh, teach me, Lord, just what to say. Friends of mine are lost in sin and cannot find their way. Lead me to one wayward soul, to one who's wandered from the fold. Help me turn him unto thee, thy blessings to behold. Open hearts of those I love to hear and heed the gospel call. May they start to heaven above, and may they never fall. Few there are who seem to care, and few there are who pray. Melt my heart and fill
When we started, we asked, why should we share the gospel? Why would we share the gospel? And the answer was, because God has given us a law that we're accountable to, and there will be a day of judgment. So, as we're about to sing this song, I want you to consider and imagine that day. If we haven't done what God has commanded us to do, and we have to stand before him with that in that situation. But also to consider, if we see those whom we knew in this life, and we didn't even try to tell them what we know the gospel says and what God expects of everyone that lives. Let's sing number 598, You Never Mentioned Him to Me. Moments, we'll sing number 347. Number 347.
Thank you. If you would turn to Colossians chapter 3, I'd like us to read a text there in just a moment. Thank you, Brady, for your good thoughts today and putting this together as we've challenged ourselves in singing and teaching one another in songs. Some of the first songs that Brady led us in challenged us to think about the idea of what a recognition of our own salvation in Christ should lead us to in terms of leading us to talk to others about the gospel. Colossians chapter 3, beginning in verse 1, Paul, through the Holy Spirit, says, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." You'll notice there in verse 2, the challenge is that we are to set our mind on things above. That not only has to do with our own kind of spiritual attitude and disposition, our acts of worship that we offer to God as we consider ourselves as Christians, but certainly if we are setting our minds on things above, as so many of the songs that we've sung this morning challenge us to think about, we will talk to others about what is above, what rests beyond this life. And as we noticed in the last song that we sang, we certainly will recognize that there are many around us that have not obeyed the gospel. And we're in a unique position to be able to help them come to know the truth. It may be that there's some here this morning that have never been obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you don't understand what is necessary for that, we'd love to have the opportunity to talk to you, but we would urge you to recognize that what the Bible teaches is that one must put their faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Your own good deeds are not going to be sufficient to earn your salvation. It is only the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that can remit our sins and can allow us to stand justified before God. The way in which we access that sacrifice of Jesus Christ is by not trusting in ourselves, but putting our faith in Jesus as that sacrifice, as the Son of God, not just a good man, not just a teacher, but trusting Him as our Savior. We then must have the courage, as we've sung about today, to confess Him before men. The text that Brady took us to in Matthew chapter 10. If we confess Him, He'll confess us. If we don't confess Him, He will deny us. We must repent and turn from sin, because sin offers no profit. Sin separates us from God, and if we do not access the blood of Jesus Christ, sin will separate us from God eternally. But then we must have our sins washed away. And the way in which the Bible teaches that that may be done is through the waters of baptism. In Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, the Apostle Paul was challenged by Ananias, "Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Would you not do that this morning? If as a child of God, there's some respect in which you've not been faithful to the Lord, you've not been serving Him as a good steward, as a good disciple, as a good follower of Jesus, then you need to change that. The Bible never promises us that once we are in Christ, we are always in Christ. We can sin in such a way that we forfeit our salvation. But why, while there is breath in our lungs, while there's a mind that can reason, would we ever choose to rebel again against the one that loved us and saved us? If there's some way that as a child of God, we can help you this morning by going to God in prayer on your behalf, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.
We'll follow Jesus, standing for the bride. Holy eyes and standard in the thickest fight, listening for His orders, ready to obey. Who will follow Jesus, serving Him today? Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus in His work of love, leading others to Him, lifting prayers above? Courage, faithful servant,
in His word be seen. On our side forever will this Savior be, who will follow Jesus, who will make reply, I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I, who will follow Jesus, who will make reply.
We have a very good number with us today, and we have several visitors, a great number of our members as well as several visitors as well. To our visitors, we ask that if you have a few minutes, we'd love to visit with you as soon as we're dismissed here in just a moment. But if you, obviously, if you when you need to go, obviously do that. But when you have the opportunity, please come back and visit with us again. As we're about to be dismissed, I challenge myself and you. Let's be doers of the word as we live our lives out this week and not merely hearers. We've heard and we've read, we've sung many things. Let's contemplate these things and try to obviously apply them to our lives. Continue to be more Christ-like as we live our lives. Do the elders have any other further announcements? If not, Brother Love, will you lead us in prayer? And then after his prayer, we will stand dismissed.